You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. We're talking about the language of money today. And Martha, I have another stumper for you.
Okay, I'm
and
ready.
It's another quasi-movie quote.
Oh, no.
Not
okay.
really. It's about a guy who was in the movies. And
okay.
that's your biggest clue, okay?
Okay, okay.
Which rakish and Rabelaisian Hollywood womanizer said this? My problem lies in reconciling my gross habits with my net income.
Ooh, my gross habits with my net income. Well, when you say rakish Hollywood womanizer, I think of Errol Flynn.
Yes! There
Yay!
We go! Bingo! He also said, I allow myself to be known as a colorful fragment in a drab world.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, no wonder he got all the babes.
Well, part of his babeness, part of his, like, babe magnitude was a put-on. It was PR. It was in order to enhance his reputation and draw people to his films and develop a reputation. It's the kind of thing that still happens today.
Sure.
These fake marriages and so forth, right?
Or getting a poodle or a golden retriever. That works.
That's not very rakish, though. That's very homebody-ish,
right? No, that's very sweet.
Rabelaisian, by the way, comes from François Rabelais, a French writer from the 16th century who wrote earthy and
naughty stuff.
Yeah, very bawdy satire.
Yes, indeed. Well, Grant, I have a money question for you that I know you won't be able to answer.
I'll give you $20, sure.
Well, we got a bet riding on it then, but I'm going to make you sweat a little bit.
Okay.
How about if we take a call first? Hi, you have a way with words.
Hello, my name is Ned. I'm calling from Bayside, California.
Bayside? Where is Bayside, California?
Well, it's right by the bay.
Which bay? Monterey Bay? Yeah. San Francisco Bay?
No, it's further up north. It's in Humboldt County. It's by Eureka and Arcata.
Absolutely.
We stepped right into that
one. KHSU listeners,
Bayside?
Right?
You know that area? Sure.
Yeah.
How can we help you, Ned? What else do you want to abuse us about?
Well, I have this saying that I say to myself sometimes in my head, kind of comically. And I heard it in this movie, The Big Lebowski, and so the line is, sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear, well, he eats you.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
I forget his name, Sam something, he's the cowboy.
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Oh, sure, Sam classic.
Elliott. Yeah, so you have that rattling around in your head?
From time to time, sure, yeah, it's like a comforting, you know, thing to say about life, I think.
Yeah,
it's a
it
form
is.
Of c'est la vie, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the way it goes.
But I don't really know what it means or anything. So it's just kind of funny, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of variations on that. There's a Mark Knopfler song, I believe.
Sure, Dire Straits.
How's it go? Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Yeah. Sometimes it all comes.
But
yeah.
That's from what, the 70s or 80s? Is it the
70s? Dire Straits? Yeah, probably 70s.
Yeah.
And then there's a great Joan Armatrading song from...
She has a version of that?
Yeah, 1981. Some days the bear will eat you. Some days you'll eat the... You know, do you know that one?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, interesting.
All right. That's...
You know, the first use that I find of this, though, is from an Associated Press story that was published in a lot of newspapers in 1966. And it's about a woman who just won the Junior Miss Contest. And the story's kind of funny because she's a little full of herself and excited. She got to sit next to Diane Sawyer and all this stuff. But her brother sends her a telegram just kind of like to knock her down a notch. And he says, you know, sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you. And just kind of letting her know that this, congratulations on your success, but just, you know, don't get a big head on this.
Boy, that's some brother. Ned, is this something you use a lot with other people?
No.
Just to yourself.
I generally keep it to myself. Uh-huh. Not because I think other people would say, what does that mean? Or where does that come from?
I think it's kind of transparent, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, the one that more people might know is this one. Sometimes you're the pigeon, sometimes you're the statue.
Yeah, I like that one.
Have you heard that one?
No.
There's a ton of these,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Sometimes you're the dog, sometimes you're the tree. Or in that Mark Knopfler song, sometimes you're the Louisville Slugger. I like
right.
that one. Sometimes
right.
you're the ball.
Yeah, sometimes you're the bat, sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. Or my favorite, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the thumb. It's a little more vicious. Life definitely hits you on the thumb, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the phrase is not that old then.
But I can just picture this coming out of the mouth of Sam Elliott, who is, if he is not actually a cowboy, should have been one because he looks like one. He sounds like one.
Looks like a bear.
He's got a beautiful voice, a big mustache. He's just got a voice that makes you like, you know, he should be, it's almost presidential, but like Southern presidential. I don't know. I don't know. He should play Lincoln. I don't know. He's just got a voice with authority, right? And it's a bit of a cowboy twinge to it.
When he says bear, it sounds like bar.
Bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes me wonder.
When I first heard it, I thought he was saying the bar.
Yeah,
this
is the
thing.
Is, bar, what is that?
Well, that's really interesting because let's go back in time to the television show Davy Crockett, which was huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I would not be surprised if this line, and I have no evidence whatsoever, that this line came out of that show or a show very much like it, like Bonanza or Gunsmoke or one of these shows set in the in the West or in olden days, because it just has that sound. And the bar pronunciation has typically been attributed to, I believe, Daniel Boone, right?
Daniel,
I killed
Boone.
Me a bar. He killed him a bar when he was three or something like that.
Killed him. Yeah.
Something like that.
But that's Davy Crockett. Killed him
you sure?
a bar when he was only three.
It wasn't Daniel
Davy.
Boone. Well, I'm from
Davy
Missouri and we have
Crockett.
A little bit of local pride about Daniel Boone. Oh, well. Yeah, so
it's funny you mentioned that in the film. You know, they're really into this old Western show called Branded.
Mm-hmm.
And in The Big Lebowski, they're really into that, and they keep talking or they reference the show Branded. I wonder if it's from there. It's probably around the same time.
Well, let's put the call out then, Ned. And if anybody knows a little bit more about where this came from, hey, if you wrote the screenplay for The Big Lebowski, Mr. Cohen, you should give us a call. Wasn't it a Cohen Brothers movie?
I think it was.
Yeah, Mr. Cohen, give us a call. Let us know where you got that line from. We really want
Either
to know.
Either one of you, yeah.
Either one of you, yeah. 877-929-9673 or email us words@waywardradio.org. So cool, Ned. Thanks for sharing on that. And if we come up with more information, we'll talk about it on the air, post it online, and put it in our newsletter, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Take care up there, all right?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Grant, you're going to love this one. Are you ready for my final brain buster?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Which of these is a term for the ridges on the sides of coins? Is it A, milling, B, Sabines, or C, Griffins?
Milling.
How did you know that?
Because it's a term from engineering, right? You mill the edges of things.
Yes, it's milling. It's also called reading, and you're going to love this.
Reading?
R-E-E-D-I-N-G.
You know,
it looks like little reeds.
Mm-hmm.
And it dates back to a time when coins were made of precious metal, and people used to shave off a little bit from the sides, but you can't tell if you put those ridges in. And since then, coins aren't made out of precious metals. So get this, it's a skeuomorph.
Oh, very interesting. So we don't have a need for it anymore, right?
Yeah, yes. It's that old...
Because you're not likely to make your coin smaller by shaving off the gold or silver, because there's no gold or silver.
Exactly. Well, do you have a brain buster for us? Maybe a story about your own experience with language? We'd love to hear about it. So stop by our Facebook page or find us on Twitter, or you can always fire off an email to words@waywardradio.org.
But right now, please do what you can to help your local station continue bringing programs you value.
So grab your phone and call this number.